life is really short, buddy, and you have to sort of grab and take your choices as you get them. And so here we go. I love doing things that I have never done before. And so in terms of doing the show from the Philippines, good Lord, what an opportunity. Now, when and how? Well, it'll be by something called ISDN, mm-hmm. or perhaps a fast big internet connection. We're not sure yet. We're working on that. The company's working on it. They've been so good to me. As you know, you I'm sure you have dealings with Craig Kitchen as well.
Yes.
He's a wonderful guy, and he's been with me all the way on this. So this should interest you, George. The show for me will be from 1 in the afternoon, if I were doing it right now, to 5 in the afternoon.
That's right, because of the time change.
I'm going to have to get some really good mini blinds, George.
Oh, yes.
Put them up, darken down the whole place, light some candles.
You've been a night person for how many years, Art?
All of my memory, George. All of my memory. I think I've always been a night person, and I've tried to go back to being a day person. Now, when you fly across the Pacific Ocean and you land, 15 hours away, it does flip you over. So I found when I was over there for 3 weeks that I was on a nighttime schedule or a daytime schedule, and I was going to sleep at about 10 at night. I couldn't believe it. And then when I flew home, it turned right back around again. So I guess that's good. Anyway, George, I'm pursuing happiness. I'm 60 years old, and I don't know what God has ahead for me. It could be tomorrow, it could be next year, or I might have 10 or 15 more or 20 more years. Who knows?
Well, I got to tell you, Art, when I talked to you several months ago, I was actually worried about you.
Yes.
Because your voice, and you just didn't sound right.
Well,
and
George, when you lose somebody, it was almost 16 years, George, that we were married. And when you lose somebody who was, we just didn't have the average marriage, George. We had a superb marriage. And when I lost Ramona, I'm not sure I saw a reason to keep living, except for my little furball friends. That was about it, frankly. I didn't feel any reason to go on living. And I know there are a lot of people out there who have been through very similar circumstances and have lost very people very, very close to them. And your reason for living just is not apparent. And so I've tried my darndest, probably been hasty. Look, whenever you do anything like getting married, starting a relationship, you're rolling the dice. When you pick up and go to the other side of the world, you're rolling the dice. I'm a risk taker.
And Art, these things happen, as you well know, when you least expect it.
And I'm told, George, that men, particularly men, who come from very happy marriages and lose their wife, tend to remarry quickly. And I understand why.
Yes.
I found a one in a million. She's really quite special. I think many of you by now have seen photographs of her, but boy, is she something special. And I guess she's given me a reason to live, George. And
do you know how lucky you've been to be able to have two people that you've cared so much for then?
I do know how lucky I am. And there's only one person to thank for that, and that's our maker. We talk about that all the time on the program, don't we?
Yes.
Whether there's a higher power or not. Well, there has to be. And I'm given a lot of thanks for that. She's really something. So I'm happy. And when I get happy, George, like you and like other people in our business, I do a good radio program.
Oh, you do a very good radio program, because nobody does one like you. When you are on, and you've listened to me and I've listened to you over the years, I can tell when you are excited about yourself, there's no stopping you, Art.
Well, you get in some kind of special place, and it comes from a background happiness, and you get in that special place, and there's nothing that can stop you. And I guess I'm not ready to stop doing that yet. And the opportunity to do it from the other side of the world in a very exotic environment, well, I'll tell the whole audience about it when I get there. It's an amazing place, George. It's incredibly different and yet enough the same that anybody, you know, could walk right into it and function.
And be safe out there, too, though, because it's a rough country, isn't it?
Not as rough as people say.
Really?
No, it's, there's some disturbance in the southern part of Mindanao, but that's isolated to that part of the country. And that's not to say it's perfectly safe, but, well, most American cities carry some risk with them as well.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
And life carries risk with it, so... There you have it. It's exciting. It's very exciting, and I hope it all works out well. And I'm shaking the dice in my hand right now and about to toss them.
Have it come up 7, and you win.
I hope so, brother. It's really an adventure ahead, and I leave, by the way, Saturday. So
you'll be off and away. Just get back on the air.
One more 15-hour flu-catching flight.
All right, and it could be a few weeks, probably. I think before everything's hooked up and you're ready to roll, but you'll be on soon enough.
Yeah, I would say, by the way, that the audience probably should have that expectation. It's going to take a little time to get equipment over there, get the lines hooked up, for me to process the appropriate paperwork and that kind of thing. So I've been doing a lot of that. I've been spending a lot of time at consulates and that sort of thing. But with the company behind me and the good wishes of all involved. Yes, in just a few weeks, I should be opening up with whatever my new line turns out to be. And I'm open to suggestions, incidentally.
You know, I have never had this opportunity face-to-face with you on the air to tell you how thankful I am for what you did for me, too. I've already thanked Alan Corbeth. Craig Kitchen knows what I think about him. But none of this for me, Art, would have ever happened had you not given me that support many years ago.
Well, thank you, George. And, it is...
You changed my life.
It's an incredible venue, and if we didn't have Coast, there simply would be nothing on the air to rival it to... You know, the kind of information that we dispense on a nightly basis is... it's just not to be heard anywhere else, certainly not in a forum of this size. So... We are the ones, and if we don't do it, it's not going to get done, and you've carried that flame quite well forward. So I appreciate what you've done, and we've been at it quite a while now, haven't we?
It's going to be 5 years for me in terms of just being associated with you this Friday. 5 years already when I did my first fill-in show for Ian Punnett.
No kidding.
It goes by way too fast.
Well, what I'll do when I get there, George, is one of the first things I'll do is set up a webcam on the 19th floor, which overlooks an area called Makati and Metro Manila, and I'll send a webcam photo so everybody can see the kind of environment that I'm in. I think you'd be quite surprised.
Art Bell, be safe, my friend.
Take care, buddy. Off I go. Those dice are rolling.